The following program contains mature content matter. Listener discretion is advised.
Giant Monster Production presents...
Welcome to my humble abode. I am the author, and I'll be your host. Please, have a seat. Now that we are both comfortable, I will tell you a story which I have prepared.
Captain.
Yes?
There were no other survivors, ma'am.
Son of a bitch. How did this happen?
That's easy, ma'am. They gave you a green navigator who had never been off-world, who panicked at the first sign of that meteor field. And, well, you know the rest.
Do you think how SOS got out?
Hard to tell, ma'am. Our communication could have been knocked out before it got sent.
Damn that Holden. It's like he wanted us to fail.
Are you saying that the Admiral deliberately put Tompkins on board?
I do. I've flown dozens of missions with Rico as my navigator. And then, on the day of our launch, Rico mysteriously gets sick and doesn't call me to tell me about it?
That is a strong accusation, ma'am. Unless you can back that up, you could find yourself court-martialed.
Well, unless we find a way off this planet, it won't really matter. Do you know where we are, exactly?
I can't answer that, ma'am. It seemed, even though it is not my field of expertise, so I can only just guess here. But it seemed like we were pulled into that meteor field and kept getting pulled in further and further as we took on more damage.
You know, there was a white flash of light I saw when we were first pulled in. I didn't think anything of it at first, but maybe we aren't even in our own solar system anymore.
Again, I don't know, ma'am. Lucky for us, this planet's atmosphere is breathable.
Sadly, I guess that is one bright spot in such a gloomy day.
Damn, it is hot here.
Feels like a hot Florida day.
Ma'am, I think out of respect for the crew, we should give them a proper burial before we set off.
Of course. Think there's anything you can find in the wreckage that would pass for shovels?
Only one way to find out. Those were good people, ma'am. They didn't deserve to go out like that.
And if we never get back there, those families will never know what happened to them.
That goes for us as well, ma'am.
Sadly.
It is so quiet here.
Well, we are walking through the desert.
I know, ma'am. But there's usually some type of wildlife to be found in the desert.
That's true. But we aren't on Earth. So I don't know what we will find out here.
Doesn't that worry you, ma'am?
Definitely. But in the meantime, let's not think that something is gonna come and get us. And hope that there might be some sort of civilization beyond this desert.
You believe we will find others here?
100%. I believe the galaxy is too big for us to be the only intelligent beings living within it, no matter what the crackpot Bible thumpers try to force down people's throats.
I really believe the Church is afraid of any other being showing up on Earth.
Well, of course they would. Because then all their bullshit would be disproved, and all the money they had soaked out of people over the years, well, let's just say there will be a lot of angry suckers out there.
Do you believe in God?
Yes, I do. I'm not a practicing person of religion, but I do believe in the big man, and I also believe if he created man in his own image, then what image did he create life in throughout the known and unknown paths of the galaxy?
I am not a big fan of religion, ma'am, but I do believe the universe is too big for it to just be us.
Of course, the million-dollar question has always been, will they be friendly? If we come across any hostiles, we're up a creek because we have no weapons to defend ourselves.
Then we better hope, if there is life here, that they are friendly.
You know, here we are hoping, if there are any ETs, they are friendly. But if one of them came to Earth, the only thing our esteemed leaders would want to do is first lay claim to it because it landed in their backyard, then of course study it.
I know, ma'am. It is a sad precedent.
More like a vicious cycle, because it will never stop.
You know, ma'am, I have always believed that man's idiocy will not destroy the planet with nuclear weapons. Their idiocy will lead them to do what we just discussed. And then, when the other aliens come looking for, I guess, for a better word, their scout, they will find out what happened. And in retaliation, they will destroy us with weapons we have never seen before. Their technology is so advanced, we will just be embarrassing ourselves trying to fight them.
Well, no one has come looking for the aliens they have in New Mexico. And they've been there for close to 70 years.
Maybe their civilization is so far away, they have not reached our solar system yet.
Probably. Oh, what I wouldn't give for something to drink.
Sorry, ma'am.
It's not your fault. But I don't know how long we will be able to hold out.
I know, ma'am. Whatever happens, it has been an honor serving with you.
Hey, don't give up hope just yet.
Ma'am, I am a half-glass-full person. And I don't fancy our chances of survival in this desert the longer we have to stay out here.
We don't even know how many hours make up a day on this rock.
Add to the fact we have no food, or, most importantly, water.
I think the best thing we can do for now is to stay positive, Lieutenant.
Is that an order, ma'am?
Yes.
This heat is awful.
I agree. Makes you wonder who or what could tolerate this type of heat.
Ma'am, look over there.
A cave?
I never ever thought I would ever be so happy to see a cave.
Thank goodness. We can get out of this heat.
Captain?
What is it, Lieutenant?
What if something is living inside there?
Feel free to stand here and see if anything comes out, Lieutenant. I'm getting out of the sun.
Captain, wait!
The next words out of your mouth better not have anything to do with why we should not go into that cave.
Of course not, sir. I mean, ma'am!
Very good. Now shut up and let's get out of the sun. It's so cool in here.
And dark.
Thank you for pointing that out, Lieutenant. Now I'm going to close my eyes and have a sleep. So unless it's absolutely necessary, do not wake me up. Do you understand, Lieutenant?
But ma'am...
That is an order, Lieutenant.
Yes, Captain.
Excellent. Let me sleep for an hour. Then wake me and I will keep watch while you sleep.
I don't think I will be able to sleep.
Suit yourself.
Captain Arden! Captain Arden! Wake up! Wake up!
Okay! Damn it! Stop shaking me! What is that sound?
That is why I woke you.
Well. Looks like the welcoming committee has come to greet us. What is it, Lieutenant?
Do you think they will be friendly or hostile?
Only one way to find out.
Thank you for listening. I do hope you have enjoyed this story. And please, do come and join me again for another tale from the author.
You have been listening to Tales from the Author, Chapter 1. Far From Home. The players in Chapter 1 were as follows. Cat McQueen as Captain Arden. Stephen Newhand as the Lieutenant. And John Kennard as the Author. Tales from the Author created by Antonio Ferrara. Directed, written, and produced by Antonio Ferrara. Editing and audio engineering by Antonio Ferrara, with special thanks to Jim Cogan, creator of Strange New Worlds and Spaced Out Tales. Art by Enzo Ferrara. This presentation of Tales from the Author has been brought to you by Giant Monster Productions. Copyright 2024. To contact Giant Monster Productions, email them at giantmonsterprod@hotmail.com. Follow Giant Monster Productions on Twitter at Giant Monster Pro. If you have enjoyed this podcast and want to hear more, please subscribe, like, and favorite so you never miss an episode. Thank you for listening.